If you are a busy mom balancing life and kids and everything in between, you know how chaotic it can get, especially when you are trying to plan the perfect family trip. But what if I told you that there is a way to make your travel smoother, calmer, and even more enjoyable? Yes, yes, mama girl, that is correct. Let us be mindful. Let us be cutesy. Let us be demure. Hey, mama girl, listen, welcome back to another Prep and Land podcast, your go-to destination for all things travel. I am so glad that you are here with me today. Listen, today we are diving into how practicing mindfulness can transform your travel experiences. It's going to make every journey a less stressful experience and a lot more fun for you and your babies. But before we jump in, I want to make sure that you hit that subscription button and leave us a review. And for even more tips and inspiration and everything you need to make your next travel trip unforgettable, I want you to head over to my website. That's www.prepandland.com. spelled www.prepandland.com. Okay, so listen, grab your water, grab your coffee, grab your soda, grab your tea, grab whatever you are going to drink, and come on in here and let's have good conversation. Let us talk about this mindfulness, mama girl. As a parent, mindfulness is the key. It is the key to staying grounded, calm, and present. Whether you're at home or whether you're on the road, listen, it can help reduce stress, it can deepen family bonds, and it can even transform the way you experience your travels. And this is all the things that we want for us and for our family. So here is how practicing mindfulness can help you in everyday life and why it is a game changer for you and your family vacation. Reason number one, I just said it. It reduces the stress. It reduces the frustration. The stress of life, the frustration of life. Listen, traveling, especially with kids, can just be extremely overwhelming. It can be extremely stressful. You have delays that happen. You have long lines that happen. You have new places, new things. All these things can become overwhelming. It can become stressful. And it is a lot to handle, especially when you are traveling with the babies. But with mindfulness, you can stay calm and collected no matter what comes your way. By doing things like focusing on your breath and staying in the moment, you can let go of stress and face the challenges with patience and perspective. That way, all the hiccups in life, like a delayed flight, doesn't derail your whole trip. We don't want you coming off the rails just because your flight was delayed, or because the line was longer than you anticipated. Okay, we want you to be mindful. We want you to relax. We want you to breathe through all of it and enjoy everything about your trip, every detail about your trip, and mindfulness helps that. Reason number two, it enhances your travel experience. Listen, mindfulness helps you slow down and really take in your surroundings. Instead of rushing through a new city or attraction, mindfulness encourages you to appreciate the little things, the small, the minute details of life. Mindfulness helps you slow down and really take in your surroundings. Instead of rushing through a new city or attraction, mindfulness encourages you to appreciate the little things, the smells, the taste, the sounds, the sights, all the things that make a place unique. When you are present, you are creating a more richer, a more memorable experience for both you and your family. Trust me, Trust me, mama girl, you'll notice details that you've missed that you would have missed otherwise if you did not take the time to appreciate and be mindful of the small details. Listen, I'm telling you, that's what makes the trip special, paying attention to the minute details. Other things, mama girl. Number three, family travel is a great bonding opportunity. I know this, you know this, we know this together, but like all things family, it can lead to tensions, especially when everyone is tired and overwhelmed. Mindfulness helps you stay present with your family. It improves communication and it reduces conflict. So whether it's enjoying a quiet moment on a hike or something, or maybe even listening to your child's excitement about a new adventure, mindfulness ensures that you savor those beautiful moments together. Another thing that mindfulness does, it helps you stay grounded in the new environment, right? Traveling to a new place can feel overwhelming, but mindfulness keeps you grounded. It helps you adapt to the unfamiliar environments with ease, and you embrace new cultures and foods and experiences without the anxiety. So instead of feeling lost in a new city, you'll be able to navigate with a calm mindset, which makes for a much more enriching travel experience for you and your kids. Okay. Another thing, let's be real. Traveling with kids sometimes means meltdowns, cranky moods, all the things, I guess, negative things that people say. It's really not negative. It's just the children, your babies trying to express themselves and not necessarily knowing how to do it. But that can come off as a negative. And so it brings all of that stuff, especially travel brings that out. Long hours on the road, long flights, whatever it may be, children aren't used to it. And because they're not used to it, it tends to cause the meltdowns and all the things. And listen, mindfulness helps you remain calm. It helps you remain calm so that you can handle the situations with grace. So when your little babies have a tantrum at the airport, when they are tired from the road trip, they don't want to take any more naps, they don't want to watch any more videos, instead of reacting impulsively, you can take a deep breath and stay present and approach the situation with patience, helping everyone feel more settled. It creates a space for gratitude. Listen, gratitude is the best thing since sliced bread. We should all find moments to be thankful for every day, not just Thanksgiving, not just special occasions, but everything, every day. We should take time out to be grateful for the things that we have in life. I honestly practice making sure I mention three things before I start my day. I think of three things that happened to me the day before that I'm grateful for. Three things that I see that are positive in my life. Three things that have helped me either grow mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, help me develop, become a better version of me. I always take a moment of gratitude, a moment of appreciation for everything that I've been given, and at least three things. I write them down in my little prayer journal. Travel is full of magical moments, but they can get lost in the busyness of the trip. Listen, mindfulness helps you stop and reflect, allowing you to express your gratitude in the beauty and the joy around you. From stunning views to the kindness of a stranger, taking a moment to appreciate your journey can make your trip feel more fulfilling and meaningful. So if that means for you going out and maybe having a travel journal and bringing it with you and just thinking of the three or four things. Now, it doesn't have to be a whole list unless you want it to. Just think of a few things from each moment. Think about the few things from the car ride that you appreciated, that you valued. Think about the few things from, I don't know, the plane ride. Or think about a few things that you did during the day that maybe wasn't the high-kicking highlight of the trip, but like a moment of the day that you ended up having a blast at whatever you did, wherever you went, whatever you ate. Just write it down and be appreciative of the experience that you were able to have, and not with you and your family in that location doing that thing. I'm just saying, it works. It really does. It helps you have a different viewpoint, a lighter viewpoint, not always bogged down, not always negative, because it's so easy. It is so easy for us as humans, because it's in our nature. It's so easy for us to only see the negatives of life and not necessarily think about the positives, not necessarily think about the things that went right. We're so quick to think about the things that went wrong. And it's because we're so quick to do it, all we see is what went wrong and not what's going good in our life. And that needs to stop. In order for you to be authentic in life, in order for you to be authentic in your travels, you need to take a moment to appreciate what you have. It might not have been the extravaganza that you wanted it to be, but it was still a moment to take a break, to step out of life for a minute and just enjoy your surroundings, to do something you've never done before, to experience things as a family, as a unit, and being mindful, being appreciative, being grateful for those opportunities, and then cherishing them, not just having a moment of yeah, and then forgetting about it, but actually cherishing those moments and writing them down, or doing something that will help you remember them for the future, beyond just that moment of you taking time to reminisce. Beyond that, just being able to remember them will really help you appreciate your journey, help you appreciate the actual destination, and help you appreciate your journey back to reality. So I said all that, but it's really true. Being mindful, I can't stress it enough. I stress a lot of things. I drill a lot of things in, but definitely being mindful is one of those things that I'm very passionate about, that I've developed a passion for. Just because it's that important to make sure that you're taking time out of your daily schedule, out of the mundane, to actually appreciate and value what you have in front of you. But let's move on. Mindfulness boosts the flexibility and adaptivity to your travel. Okay, let's face it. Travel plans don't always go as smoothly as we want them to. But when you practice mindfulness, you become more flexible and adaptable to all the changes. So whether it's like a last minute change to the itinerary, or a shift, or a surprise in a detour, you had to make a detour stop for whatever reason, mindfulness helps you embrace these changes with a positive attitude, turning unexpected moments into opportunities for fun and spontaneity. Yes, mama girl. And lastly, mama girl, mindfulness isn't just about you. Listen, none of this is just about you. You are a key part of it, because you mama girl. However, it's not just about you. Honey, life stopped becoming just about you. Well, it was never really about you. I'm sorry to be a bubble buster if I am, but it was never really about you. It's never been. Life has never been about you, even when you were a child. But it's more, I guess you realize it more. I can't think of the term I want to use, but you realize it more when you have children, that life isn't just about you. It's about your babies too. You're learning for yourself, and you're teaching your babies the same thing. And when you model mindfulness, you're not only doing it yourself, you're showing your babies, you are teaching your babies how to stay calm, how to appreciate the journey, how to enjoy the unexpected moments, how to live through life and not let life crash you down. Not let it break you down just because you had a little hiccup. No, mama girl. No, I have a story on my blog, one of my blogs, just talking about my life story, and it's so many years, right? I'm gonna try not to cry. Don't cry. Don't do it. Don't do it, Jamie. But for so many years, the majority of my 20s, I spent my life just down. Like it was terrible. I was down. Like I felt like I couldn't do, I couldn't be, I couldn't have, I couldn't do anything, because I was crazy enough to sit here, have sex with my child's father ended up getting pregnant out of wedlock, out of marriage. And that wasn't a goal of mine. My goal was to have a whole Cinderella moment, to walk down the aisle to my husband, to have all these fun memories with my husband, and then bring children in and raise these children. And so when my daughter came, it's like, what? Lord, why? Why me? Why? This is not what I wanted. And so it was hard. And then the whole situation with the pregnancy and how I ended up developing preeclampsia and how my baby was in the NICU from the time she was born till right up until Thanksgiving. Her birthday is September 15th. So from September 15th all the way up into like a couple of days before Thanksgiving, baby girl was in the hospital and having to go back and forth there. And then the NICU, even though the nurses, they do such a great job at making sure that the families are comfortable and that they're doing everything, they're going above and beyond the call of duty to make sure that these babies are making it out of the NICU. I have so much respect for medical staff in general, but definitely my heart for NICU is just so much respect there. But I'm just saying, I said all that to say, it's so easy for me to go on a tangent, I'm sorry, but I said all that to say, I was down. I felt defeated. I felt like I couldn't do anything. I couldn't have anything. I couldn't be anything because of the decision that I made. And when you allow yourself to just breathe, to just say you are okay, to look at the things that God has blessed you with, when you allow yourself just that moment, just that space to do that, mama girl, you are. Can't nothing touch you. Can't nothing bring you down. Can't nothing make you feel like anything less than. Nothing. Nothing. Taking that time, being mindful, being appreciative of what you have, of where you've come from, of how far you've come, how much you have developed being a mother, how much you have developed being a woman, how much you have overcome, whether you're a single mom or you're married, or just how much you've overcome in life and how many stories you have to impart into your children to make sure that they have the best stepping stone, the best foundation for them to grow and flourish and develop and do all the things, mama girl. That is why mindfulness is so important to teach your children. It's not just about you. It's not just about you. It's about teaching your children and showing them that hiccups in the road are not the end all be all. They are not the end all be all. They are just a lesson. They are a lesson in the life for them to live. They are a lesson that's going to propel them forward beyond anybody's imagination. It's a lesson, shoot, and not just your children, mama girl, you too. It is a lesson to propel you forward beyond anything that you could ever imagine. So don't look at it as an end all be all. Look at it as a lesson. That's what it is. It's a lesson. Look at it as a lesson and move on. Listen, I got off of this. I'm sorry. No, I'm not. I'm not sorry. I do apologize. For the fact that my tangents tend to be rather lengthy. But I'm not sorry about what I said. I meant every word. I meant every word. And I want you to hear it. I want you to hear it because it's easy. It's easy for us as mothers, as women, to forget. And it's time to stop forgetting. Because when we forget, we delay our growth. We delay our growth in becoming who God intended us to be. And I don't want that for you. I no longer want that for me. I know I don't want that for my daughter. And I know you don't want that for your children. So stop. Stop doing that. Stop doing that and appreciate what you have. Appreciate who you are today. And move forward. Move forward, mama girl. Move forward. So... That's all. Let us wrap this up. So in conclusion, I said all that to say that incorporating mindfulness into your everyday life and your travels and all the things of life can make a world of difference. And it does this by reducing your stress, helping you to embrace new experiences and connect with your family on a deeper level. Listen, the more you practice being present, being mindful, being in the moment, being cutesy, being mindful, being demure. The more you do all those things, the more you'll be able to enjoy every adventure. So whether it's a weekend getaway or a big family vacation, you will be ready to take your travels to the next level, and you'll have the peace of mind, you'll have all the joy, and you'll be able to start your mindful travel journey today with your family and grow and develop and do all the things. All the things, mama girl. So listen, we got to go. I got to go, but I want to thank you for joining me today, mama girl. I enjoy talking to you. I hope that you are feeling inspired and ready to take on your travels and just do the darn thing, mama girl. Just do the darn thing with your mindfulness, with your cuteness, and with your demeanor, okay? Listen, I want you to remember that you can make your trips more calmer, more enjoyable, and full of precious memories with just a little bit more of intention and presence, okay? If you have enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share it with your fellow mama girls, honey, who need to hear the same thing you needed to hear. Share it. Share it with all the loved ones, all the things, share them all. Share them all. Spread it to everybody. And as always, mama girl, for more tips, tricks, knickknacks, paddywhacks, inspirations, all the things, you can head over to my website. That's www.preppinland.com. It is your ultimate resource for all things travel. Okay, until next time, mama girl, I want you to continue to choose to make life an experience and experience the life that you choose. Don't just exist, honey. Live the darn life. Live it to the fullest. And then come back and tell me the story, because you know I love a good story time. I love it. Until next time, mama girl. Peace.